Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to the first Runner's World podcast of 2022 with me, Rick Pearson.
And me, Ben Hobson.
And a happy new year to you, Ben.
Happy new year to you, Rick. Not going to lie, mate. Don't sound as good as you normally do.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a sort of COVID story here. Not myself, but I moved house and a good friend of mine offered to take some of the valuables, which included the podcast mic. And I thought, oh, that's great. I'll pick him up in a couple of days' time. He then came down with COVID, so I haven't been able to go round to his house to pick up the microphone. So I'm actually just doing it with a pair of Apple headphones. So apologies to the listeners for the slightly inferior audio quality. Ben's still sounding good, so you've got him. You can mainly listen to him. That's probably what you do anyway. So, but I'll be back in full audio quality.
In all your high def wondery. Yeah, fantastic. Did you have a good Christmas break?
I did have a good Christmas break. Yeah, it was nice, sort of moving into like slightly new area of London and been going out for a run, as I do, because I feel like that's the greatest way to get to properly know a neighbourhood is to kind of walk it or run it. So I was out yesterday with my good friend George Bull, did some of the Capital Ring and the sort of Green Chain walk, you end up in some pretty sort of remote parts of London doing that. And it was great, yeah, about 15 miles. So it was nice to actually go back and run that far, because I haven't been running that far a lot recently. So all good. How about you?
Yeah, fine, mate. Yeah, nice. I did as covered in previous episodes, I did my very, very, very best of doing nothing over Christmas.
Did you cycle home? I saw this.
Yeah, so I did that. So I did two sort of 100-ish mile bike rides to sort of start and finish Christmas. So, but in between, I did nothing. Well, maybe, but no running. I did a little bit of riding just to sort of keep myself feeling, you know, reasonably accountable or something. But yeah, I didn't do any running, which is the first time actually, I think, ever, probably, that I've not bothered to. Well, I did take running kit back with me. I was just too tired from all the cycling.
You're well rested.
I think so. I don't know. Sometimes Christmas isn't always that well rested because you're just trying to do everything, aren't you? I think that's.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's a bit more manic, isn't it, with children and the rest of it.
I still haven't even opened my. I haven't even started my 2020 running yet. I haven't even started my 2022 running yet.
Oh, Ben, come on! We're 4 days in.
4 days in, I know, right? I should probably let's get this done and I can go.
Do you have any resolutions, running or otherwise, for 2022?
No.
are you not a resolutions man? Is that your...
No, I feel like placing a load of emphasis on making grand sweeping changes. I'm all for like taking time to reflect and thinking like, all right, it's the start of a new year. Yeah. Maybe I should adjust a few things if I can to sort of get on with, you know, feel better about myself. But anything that helps you feel better about yourself, I'm all for. But any sort of like, it's the start of a new year, I must now.
Yes, okay.
I'm compelled to completely change my life in a matter of 5 days, or you know, it's not for me. I don't think that that's a thing. I think it's too much. It's too much pressure, and it is most likely not to work.
Well, I love a New Year's resolution.
what grand sweeping thing have you?
No, I was thinking like, I want to do some. I want to do a sub-20 park run with the buggy, which I think is quite. That'll be one to do. Because I think once you get going with these running buggies, you don't have to do that much. They're not actually that much harder once you're kind of moving it. And if I pick a park run that has no hills,
yeah,
I reckon that could be all right.
Did I tell you about the running buggy that I've got in to test?
Oh, this is the one that's you drag it behind you rather than push it. Yeah.
comes with different attachments, and one of them is like a waistband that you you wear, and the buggy's behind you. Now, I'm not sure that would be advantageous for a speedy park run. What do you? I think the pushing thing is more.
It feels a little bit sort of like dragging a tire, doesn't it? That way,
it could be. It could absolutely be that. No, what's your what was your resolution?
Yeah, so I'm going to try and do sub 20 with the buggy, and then also I've been helping to put together this so Runner's World are doing 100 best races in the world supplement that'll be coming out in April, and one of the ones I felt like I'm not necessarily that interested in going to far flung places to run, but if there are some UK races that I haven't heard of that that sound great, then they always kind of get on your radar. And one that Sophie Raworth, the marathon runner and news presenter, talked about was the Needles Half Marathon on the Isle of Wight. And I'm really tempted by it. I feel like I don't know the Isle of Wight very well. It looks looks like an amazing race. Obviously, Sophie's run all over the world, so to get in her top five races is quite an achievement.
Why is it called the Needles? Is that just literally geographical?
Area. I think it's an area of the rather than kind of things to look out for on the floor. Yeah.
Well, as opposed to the Pins race.
So. Yeah, the Pins race. Yeah, exactly. So I thought, well, that's in June, I think. And half marathon distance feels like quite a nice one for me at the minute, because I think a marathon's going to be a bit much, just sort of coming back from an injury. So yeah, so that's on the radar for me. And then, I was thinking more generally, like, to try and just become a bit more environmentally sound as a runner.
Okay, yeah.
So that's probably less like trying to limit any driving to running events. Possibly celebrating UK events. And also Sam Murphy wrote a piece, this is a couple of months back in Runner's World, he talks about some of the, from a kind of washing perspective that you can do. And it's not about never having a shower, but it was about kind of kit. And it was like, like some materials, seemingly like cotton is possibly a better material to be using rather than, say, the kind of great, the sort of technical fabrics that when you wash them regularly, that gets into the water system, and that's actually potentially quite damaging. And also looking at stuff like, how often do you actually have to like wash your running shorts? Could you wash some of your running kit a little more infrequently? There are certain items, Ben, clearly that are a kind of one run item.
I would hope so.
But perhaps some of them, something that might fall in between that, might be like your running socks. Can you, if you haven't, you know, absolutely gone through puddles and the rest of it, can you rewear running socks?
I thought you were going to talk about picking up litter. Your plogging side of this, but you've gone down a deep dive into just not having a wash.
Yeah, well, I felt like this is something that. Obviously, there's a limit to it, but I think I could easily do this. It's just like a kind of day-to-day difference that you can make.
Oh, no, there are, yeah, for sure. And there's like some of these materials come coated with anti-smelling bits and pieces, which is probably good for you in terms of this polygene or whatever it's called. It's good not making you smell. I mean, I have no idea what it's, if you wash it.
Yeah, like merino wool is good for that, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Merino is very good for that sort of naturally antibacterial stuff. So yeah, I can see what you mean. I think being environmentally better across the board, Rick, should be everyone's New Year's resolution.
Yeah, it's I don't know. I feel like it's an easy one to talk about, isn't it? But actually, to sort of put it into action is it can be a missing piece for lots of people, including me. So I think and also I guess we talked with Robbie Britton, didn't we, in December, and he talked about how long trainers, like running shoes, can last. And I think maybe. Yeah, actually looking at that in a case-by-case basis rather than thinking, oh, God, I need a new pair of shoes because I've been running in these for 6 months.
Yeah.
That's another area I think that's really easy to change how you look at things and be like, actually, you know what? These shoes, I think trail shoes and stuff, these shoes are fine. They haven't got huge amounts of technology in them anyway, or like fancy foam that's going to lose its responsiveness or whatever. You know, can I wear these year after year? Maybe, yeah.
I think the grip is the only issue with that, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's it, Ben.
You just wear them out, and that's it. Trail shoes. Yeah, trail shoes don't get the same sort of branded time frame, do they? It comes with that sort of like, just you wear them until they're dead. Everything else, yeah. Yeah, but that's it, mate. You know, the new year has begun, and away we go. So I'm glad that you've made some resolutions. I haven't made any. I haven't, you know, just quite like to just enjoy it. Just keep enjoying it. I'm making it now. That's my resolution. Just to get out there and just keep enjoying it.
Well, I think that's totally legitimate. I think there probably is too much of a pressure on people making resolutions. Same way that there's maybe like lots of pressure on people being romantic for one day on Valentine's Day. Do you know what I mean? The kind of thing.
Yeah.
You can kind of miss the bigger picture with these things. So if you've, you know, no pressure. But I think that's why people enjoy us as a duo, Ben. It's the difference between our two perspectives.
It's true. Yeah. You like very Rick starts the year with some wonderfully, I think, positive and forward thinking notions, and I just carry on as is.
So Ben, you love a little bit of science.
I certainly do. To start the year, that sounds perfect.
Well, look, if you're looking to spice up your running, if you will, yes, please.
Watch out.
A new study found that a compound in hot chili peppers may help you become a better runner. And this is how. So there's a compound in chilies called capsaicin, which has anti-fatiguing effects, which allows the eater to essentially run longer without tiring. And one of the reasons for this is that it can kind of dull some of your pain sensors. And this means that, like, for instance, if you eat lots of spicy food, your tolerance for spicy food and the pain associated with that goes up. But also some of the other pain sensors in your body can also become slightly dulled, including the one that allows you to sort of push harder for longer. So apparently a few little chilies can help you to become a better runner.
So like an endurance thing. So if you sit down and just smash back some, this is absolutely not what we're advising anyone to do, sit back and just chew your way through a few bird's eye chilies or whatever, you know, something with a bit of tang to it, you're basically improving your capabilities for endurance and suffering.
Exactly. It's your ability to suffer, whether at the dinner table or on the athletics track, improves with chili. It's a tricky one though, isn't it? Because I don't think that we're saying what you really need to do is have like a really spicy meal before a race.
Don't have a curry before a race. No.
So yeah, I think like it's similar to sort of how you up your mileage when you're kind of looking to increase your spice tolerance. Some of the same principles apply. So you want, you know, same way that you like, you know, the sort of 10%.
So you might start off with like a jalapeno and then you move into just like a generic like green chili. Then you might have a bird's eye. Then you'd have a Scotch bonnet?
Scotch bonnet. I think that's right. Yeah.
And then, I don't know, after that, you're into sort of like madness, aren't you?
And it's also maybe you don't even necessarily add the spice to the dish, but you could have it as...
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Sort of on the side, and you can add to taste.
I do like a kebab, and sometimes you get the little chilies I like spicy foods, and I had a kebab the other day, and it came with some little chilies, and they were pretty pokey. So I feel like I've started my 2022 ultra marathon training with a bang by eating some chilies.
Well, if that sounded like a slightly implausible study, I've got one that I think trumps that. Right. So this is about Achilles injuries, which obviously like super common.
Yes.
Part. So yeah, Achilles tendinopathy is sort of tends to be the classic. And there are various sort of suggested cures for this, and probably the most common one is called the Alfredson protocol. And this will be familiar to a lot of runners, but essentially it's when you kind of lift yourself up on your toes on a step, and then you lower yourself down below the step level with your heel.
Yeah.
And you do that multiple times, and it's sort of meant to ease and strengthen your Achilles. But there's seemingly a more active way.
Okay.
Of doing that. So this new study found that running downhill backwards.
Oh.
Runners who
Your Achilles will be fine, but the rest of you, as you smash into objects at pace, will be destroyed. Yeah, okay.
So doing this for 9 weeks, there's a 9-week study found that this helped to ease Achilles pain improved. So if you find kind of passive cures for injuries, slightly stifling, then you can try the running downhill backwards. Obviously, there are certain caveats here, like pick a traffic-free route, obviously, and don't go too quickly. And also don't pick too steep a hill as well, otherwise you could end up with some, different injuries other than your Achilles. But apparently for Achilles injuries, it can help.
It kind of does sort of make sense as well.
Yeah, they were saying that if you think about it, in essence, you're kind of doing the same movement that the Alfredson kind of, on a step protocol does. You're just doing it in a more active way.
Which is good.
Yeah, I think backwards running is I think the Japanese are quite big exponents and believers in backwards running as a way of almost like resetting some of the movements of forward running.
It's also touted by a few people on the internet to help knee recovery from knee stuff. So you and me, Rick, we should probably look into that a bit more.
Yeah.
Because you're sort of, similarly, you're sort of reversing the motion. So all the load that you would normally put through a knee is sort of reversed because you're never... Anyway, it's
you physically cannot heel strike running backwards.
So there's some stuff like that, which is...
There's that.
So basically, running backwards is the future.
Well, back to the future. Yeah, exactly.
So everyone...
Apparently, Muhammad Ali was a huge fan of backwards running, and he did that more than he did skipping. He felt it was particularly good. And if you look at the kind of Ali shuffle, all that sort of stuff, it's a sort of version of a backwards run. So it's got a great long history.
All right. Right, here we go then.
There you go.
More research to be done on that then. Here we go.
This is the Runner's World podcast.
Well, look, we've got this new campaign, haven't we, at Runner's World, that's worth talking about, because I feel like that is a good positive message at the start of the year.
Yeah, totally. If people haven't seen yet, the new issue out, the February issue is out of the magazine, which features Sharifa J on the front cover, and she's the sort of lead focus on a body positivity campaign that we've got going on at the moment, and it's all online as well, and it's... We've simply called it Everybody because we firmly believe, passionately believe, that running is for everybody. And that is everybody and everybody's shape, size and fitness level, everything like that. We think that running is easily accessible. And, a lot of that comes with how people feel and how people feel they look. And, it's something that we've talked about with people on the podcast before, and how people... Bryony Gordon, she came on and she was talking about how she was constantly referencing herself as not a real runner because she feels or certainly felt at certain points that she didn't adhere to a traditional aesthetic of running or whatever it was that she, that made her not claim to be a runner. And I think everyone's probably guilty. I would absolutely say everyone is not guilty, but not everyone is 100% confident or 100% sure of their body and how they look and how they feel at any one given time. And that is absolutely heightened by any form of physical sport. The moment you're trying to be physical and you don't feel like you're matching that sport or look like images related to that sport that you see in media or you see on the TV or social media or whatever it is, that's when a sense of unbelonging can come in. And I think you see a lot of that where communities like Parkrun have obviously changed a lot of people's attitudes, because you get a great mix of people, all of different abilities and sizes and shapes. And that's what makes things like Parkrun so brilliant, is it sort of opens up people's eyes to the fact that running is for everybody. And that's, yeah, that's basically what we're aiming to do, is to sort of hopefully start the year off by encouraging everybody to have a crack at some running. And that can be literally 30 seconds of jogging with some walking. And that's, I mean, we've got training plans on the site for anyone who wants to join in. They're very much focused on starting. It's nothing grand in there, just literally the encouragement and like some focus on how to get going so that you can, you know, start with walking. Let's get good at walking. Walking is the key to winning ultra races, Rick.
Yeah, walking and stifled sobbing. That's my that's my little combo.
So, you know,
yeah, sorry, Ben, go on.
We've got stuff for, you know, to start walking, to start running, plus size kit options, everything that we can sort of like try and change the focus away from probably quite a narrow vision of what a runner looks like to the broader field and the broader world of what running actually looks like.
I think one of the things that's good about the feature, and also there's a sort of gear feature in the magazine, is it's not just talking about people who, I guess it's the traditional person who might feel alienated by running would be someone who's a bit larger than the image you might have of a kind of slim runner. And possibly that being more of a female issue as well. But actually, some of the really interesting stories, I think, are runners who are naturally very thin, actually, or male runners who feel like that they had body issues as well. So I think it's very kind of all encompassing. And we want, not trying to look at it as just a certain type of person feels like they're not a runner. Actually, it can be very broad and across both genders.
I mean, there's absolutely no way of covering it. We've reached out on social media to people to share their stories of how running and body image, the relationship between the two that they'd experienced, positive and negative, and the feedback was fantastic. And we've sort of profiled a cross section, shall we say, of responses. So we've got about 17 different stories from runners who've talked about how running has helped them, how running has possibly even made them feel less good about their body shape and size, but they might have used it to better themselves in some capacity. That's not changing the way they look, but bettering themselves in terms of feeling more disciplined or bettering themselves because they feel like they're achieving things. So there's that side of it all. But yeah, you're right. There's no way that we're not just talking about plus size. We're talking about body image and running, and how the two things correlate. So personally, like I find it very difficult to associate how I look with a traditional running image, because I'm certainly not plus size, and I'm certainly not thin, like skinny, but you know, I sit in the middle somewhere. But that's still not a traditional running image, if you think of, like, in my head, and this is why it's such a personal thing, because it's the visualization of what you perceive to be a runner. So if I sort of think in my head, well, I kind of have imagery of, you know, generally Seb Coe or someone, do you know what I mean? Like, it's that sort of track and field or an elite runner kind of like physiology. And that's sort of tied in with like, oh, I don't look like that. I look more like a flanker. Like if someone, you know, like sometimes it's like, if I see a picture of myself running, I'm like, oh, it's like a sort of rugby player's like had a day off and he's gone for a run. But you know, that's so it's not just super skinny or super short or super tall or oversized, or you know, like it's just that it's a deep dive into the power of running and how it can change people's ideas of body image and then trying to break down what a runner looks like.
Yeah.
And that's what's so good. So yeah, I mean, people should head over to the site, runnersworld.com/UK. because we have a section where we've got the stories from all these different people. They talk about how, you know, running has helped them, and their relationship with their body and their relationship with running, and how the two have combined. And it's just, it's really, it's hopefully for the start of the year, if you're out there looking for something to do that isn't, again, it's not about losing weight. This isn't about changing body shape. This is about just using running to help yourself, and maybe help you have a better view of yourself and your body. And that's the sort of, you know, that's why this is such an important topic.
Yeah, I think one of the nicest progressions that a lot of people seem to have gone on when they start running is they become less obsessed perhaps with what their body looks like and more encouraged by what their body can do. And I think that's something we've heard back from lots of people. And that's, I love it when I hear that, because it makes me, it sort of reconfirms to me that running can be a real like force for good when it comes to these kind of issues. So, but it'd be great to hear from listeners, because I know it's something that affects people of all ages, genders, ethnicities. So yeah, if you've got a story you want to share with Ben and I, let us know at podcast@runnersworld.co.uk. So look, not my best audio performance and no special guest, but do not be put off by 22 in the hands of Runner's World, because things can only get better.
Well, I mean, from this low bar, Rick, absolutely. I think we should draw this to a close, because I simply cannot abide listening to you in such low res for much longer. But everyone please do go to the site and check out the Everybody campaign and all the stories that we've got. If anyone needs to read or look at anything to help get them out the door, then these guys and their stories of how running's helped them will be it. So you should do it. And it's all on our social channels if you need to find it. So yeah, we're looking forward to a very positive 2022 for the running world, I hope, Rick.
Absolutely. Hey, I've got some resolutions, Ben. One of us has, so that's good.
It's true.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.